This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The year is 2020. Following several decades of systematically weakening the social, moral, and financial resilience of the American people, the global cabal has launched a series of unimaginable terrors that have rocked the foundation of Western civilization and has fractured the population of a once united country along increasingly irreconcilable lines. The nation finds herself on the precipice of all-out civil war, diving headlong towards economic ruin and already suffocating under the dictatorship of biotechnocratic enslaved. The final takedown order has been issued. The direct attack has begun. America's greatest trial and the battle for her survival is underway. InfoWars emergency transmissions are now broadcasting live weeknight 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Election countdown, taking America back on band.video and InfoWars.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take this broadcast in several different ways today. You can get caught in all the minutiae of the incredible things that are unfolding, the hypocrisy, the gaslighting, the 1984 on parade. Or we can get into the big picture of what the globalists are planning next and how to stop them and the philosophy of true leadership. But I think we're just going to do both today. We're going to do both here today, and this is going to be a very important Thursday transmission. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. It is Thursday, August 27th. The year is 2020. We are 67 days out from this incredibly important election, most important election, really, not just in U.S. history, but world history. And the globalists themselves are saying that. They understand their whole anti-human New World Order AI takeover is in trouble. Humanity's not been fully submitting. A lot of signs were showing a huge awakening and people getting back to rural lifestyle, back to being outdoors. Television viewing was peaking and starting to go down. The family was beginning to re-energize. Cultures were becoming more conservative again, more pro-human, and so now they're striking with everything they've got. But you talk about insane. The poor 17-year-old young man that went to stand in the power vacuum and try to be a medic and try to stop homes and businesses and government buildings being burned. It turns out the three people he shot in self-defense overwhelmingly. We have all the video, we have all the audio, we have all the witnesses, and all three men have serious criminal records. All three men. Joseph D. Rosenbaum, who was saying, shoot me inward, and reportedly trying to assault the young man, was a convicted pedophile who raped a 12-year-old girl and spent a decade in prison. Joseph D. Rosenbaum. I'll tell you about the other two characters, but that's what all of this is a green light for the scum of the earth to go crazy. We'll put it on screen right now. The CNN Chiron, like all the other MSNBC and CNN and ABC Chirons, fiery but mostly peaceful protest after police shooting. So fiery but mostly peaceful protest after police shooting. Maybe we put the image of the Hindenburg running into the tower and blowing up and falling, or maybe Hiroshima or Nagasaki having atomic bombs dropped on them, and just say, you know, fiery but mostly peaceful. We've got gunshots going on in the background. Got a bunch of burning buildings, and they choose to get in front of that and then tell you that it's peaceful. And you go, why do they keep doing that? It's about throwing your face. They've now come out with a Catholic diocese endorsement out of Boston for Biden, calling him pro-life and saying abortion is pro-life. Like, well, that's insulting. Well, they mean to insult your intelligence, so you just get used to being run over. But we're not getting used to it. We're not submitting. We're not adapting by becoming slaves. We're adapting by improvising and overcoming. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are the pro-human future. You are the pro-human future. We are brothers and sisters. We are humanity. We are the resistance. Launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and Vasopress that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the soft palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. Have been placed. The fuses have been lit. The countdown has begun. It's now official. Out of the mouths of Hillary, Pelosi, Schumer, and all the rest of globalist criminals, they intend to challenge the election. They know the numbers are in. They're going to lose by a huge landslide, and they're going to plunge the nation into civil war, a breakup of the country. And they're going to try to have major states secede and crown Biden the new king. They believe that that crisis will be so great that Trump will be blamed and forced from office because they'll have simultaneous riots and terrorist attacks and shootings, which will be called peaceful racial uprisings. Last night, a black man committed suicide, and his family said he committed suicide after they'd called the police on him. So he put a gun in his mouth and shot himself on video. And the police are to blame. If he slips on a banana peel, the police are to blame. And so now I guess we're only going to have police that are sadomasochists and want to be attacked and lied about because the media is behaving, I have the clips, that this is good what's happening in Minnesota, that people are called on this individual. He blows his head off. And then it's everybody else's fault. I mean, when there's video of you shoving a gun in your mouth and pulling the trigger, it's everyone else's fault. And the police who've been called on him got there reportedly in about a minute. You didn't get there quick enough. It's your fault. We're going to loot and burn and shoot a bunch of people. And a bunch of weird sickos are going to come out of the woodwork like cockroaches and rats, and are going to burn, loot, and kill like Joseph D. Rosenbaum, the convicted rapist of a 12-year-old girl who spent a decade in prison and had a horrible prison record amongst the rest of his rap sheet. He's the guy who got shot and killed by the 17-year-old gentleman who we'll be going over in a moment. And then we've got the other burglary felony charges right here of the other individuals that were shot and their Antifa and satanic garb. Yes, they were wearing pentagrams and Baphomets, and it's their time to shine. You know, the official DNC logo is a Baphomet now. It doesn't matter, pictures show young Rittenhouse shot at least two BLM riders in self-defense. One rider was chasing him with a gun and is a convicted felon. Well, it turns out they're all convicted felons. It's being reported on. Continue to check that, but that's the best of our knowledge right off the child molester database for Mr. Rosenbaum. So what happens when the police are called on a man who's got a gun, it's now confirmed, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and he starts punching him, and they chase him around, and then in the exchange, he gets shot and it's paralyzing. You call the cops as babysitters. They show up to a horrible situation. Things go wrong. There's a gun waving around. He turns. They shoot him. By the time they pull the gun, he's rotated. And now, oh, the country needs to burn and all white people are bad. And the governor says white people are bad and that the police are inherently evil racist. And now we know he was reaching for a gun and had a gun in his hand. Why would any cop in his right mind want to shoot somebody and then get in all the trouble and face prison? They have an incredibly hard job. And are there some bad cops? Are there some people out there that pull the trigger too quick? Absolutely. We're humans. We're failed. We're flawed. But here's what's really happening. Law and order is being purposely broken down ahead of the election. So when they dispute it, they can claim, oh, this is about race. That's why the country's burning. That's why this is happening. And Trump's got to step down to stop the burning and the looting. And Atlantic Monthly and the Democrats have come out since I saw them set this up months ago and admitted it. And Trump has come out and said they are setting it up. So now when somebody shoots themselves in the head, you burn down and loot Minneapolis again. Same thing for Kenosha. And the media is calling, the controlled corporate enemy of the people media, is calling for Tucker Carlson to be fired again because he said when the police can't have law and order and the governors stand down and the blue states are run by criminals and they encourage murder and looting and attacks and communist militia checkpoints stop police, citizens, you name it, in many cases shooting people in the head, you're going to have a power vacuum filled where people are going to start hitting the streets to protect property. And that's exactly what happened with a man who I think is a hero and who took action. I'm not glad that people have been shot, even though all three of these guys look like they're pretty bad scumbags. But you're going to see people stand up and say no to the communists. It doesn't matter how much CNN tells you or how many times they put up a lower third saying fiery, but mostly peaceful protesters after police shooting with fire behind them and gunshots going off while they're saying it. Fiery, but mostly peaceful protest after police shooting. So again, when somebody comes and burns down your church or your office or your home, it's peaceful. When we dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, mostly peaceful. Fiery, but mostly peaceful. When the Hindenburg blimp caught on fire, because it had hydrogen, not helium, as its lift gas. Fiery, but mostly peaceful. The sun is fiery, but mostly peaceful. When they bombed the Bikini Islands, vaporizing them with hydrogen bombs, it was fiery, but mostly peaceful. This is the doublespeak mind control that they shovel at us. And here's Tucker Carlson last night laying out the facts that he's being demonized for.
McGinnis of the Daily Caller was standing nearby when a man was shot in the head. McGinnis ripped off his T-shirt and used it to try and staunch the man's bleeding. Here's the scene.
Where? Where's the hole?
Wait, where are you? Where? In his head! Come on! Put pressure! Keep your eyes open!
Sorry for the painful video, but it's real. That man later died. At one point, the 17-year-old, who has now been charged, tried to run from the mob. He tripped and fell in the middle of the street. A man ran up and smashed him in the head with a skateboard. The 17-year-old then fired his gun. So what does that amount to? We're unsure a court will decide whether what you just saw qualifies as self-defense. As of tonight, we really don't have more details. We do know why it all happened, though. Kenosha has devolved into anarchy because the authorities in charge of the city abandoned it. People in charge, from the governor of Wisconsin on down, refused to enforce the law. They stood back and they watched Kenosha burn. So are we really surprised that looting and arson accelerated to murder? How shocked are we that 17-year-olds with rifles decided they had to maintain order when no one else would?
That's right. Fiery, but mostly peaceful. So a convicted pedophile and two other criminals are chasing this guy. One of them gets shot. The young man runs again. And a man wearing a pentagram Baphomet face mask, we have the video, runs up smacking him over the head with a skateboard. He gets shot. Another man with a handgun extends it to shooting, and the young man basically blows half his arm off. And they charged him with murder, with the highest level of murder he could face, life in prison.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Secret to victory against the globalists. What they're planning next, how to stop them and all. I'll do that at the start of the next segment. But just getting back to the brainwashing, the gaslighting, the oxymoronic level of CNN, MSNBC, all the usual suspects saying these are mostly peaceful protests. You know, they called them peaceful the last 3-4 months, but now they call them mostly peaceful with fire shooting up and gunshots going off and all the rest of it. And any excuse will go now. A black guy shot himself in the head. Okay, well, it's white people's fault. Because white people are inherently bad. So look at these articles right here. GoFundMe promotes fundraiser for Antifa hero, close quote, who gave his life attacking Kyle Rittenhouse on camera. Fundraising at GoFundMe for the hero after attacking 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse on camera. And then you can see photos and video of the individual attacking him and then being shot, smashing with deadly weapon the skateboard over his head. Meanwhile, GoFundMe nukes Kyle Rittenhouse fundraiser, allows BLM rioters to receive over $1.3 million in bail donations. And then, of course, there's Joseph D. Rosenbaum. Here's his record. Registered sex offender. Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53142. Raped a 12-year-old girl. Aggravated. You can read all about raping the little girl. Where he lived and what he was doing. Oh, we've got this fellow, another one of the heroes here. There he is, shocked when someone fights back. He's wearing his satanic bandana, his satanic mask, his Baphomet COVID-19 mask, not having a very good day there. And we've got this other fellow, another one of the individuals. This is the guy that got his arm partially blown off. That's a felony burglary. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. It takes a long time to go over it all. I don't want to mix these guys up. Just go look at it for yourself. There's all the video and all the photos of them chasing him and attacking him and pointing a gun in his face. But, you know, they're heroes, folks. And the big tech giants are behind them because the woke mob is financed and supported and run by the establishment. It's all the big mega banks, all the big mega corporations, all the big corrupt foreign authoritarian governments, the EU, the Shycoms, Hollywood, all ganged up with over 800 Soros finance district and county attorneys and state attorney generals. I mean, they've got most of them now. For more than a decade, he's been financing them. He's getting sheriffs in, too. And then I've got some of the articles here. They're announcing all over the country that they're not going to prosecute burglars, car thieves. Your car can be stolen and chopped up and sold. Your house can be broken into. In fact, I see cases every day now in areas run by Soros where people beat and rape women, where people stab individuals for no reason, and they're released without even paying a fine. Crime skyrocketing as Portland police can no longer respond to calls amid fatigue, record retirements, and riot resources, but they want the police to come out and give you fines or arrest you if you're not wearing your mask properly. Oh, but your church or synagogue or mosque, it can't be open in New York. But Black Lives Matter is a key demonstration. It is promoted and is a good thing. Oh, but if you want a pro-cop rally, de Blasio says you can't have it. Meanwhile, comes up Kenosha man, Jacob Blake, had a weapon in the car he was going for, of course. Black Lives Matter rioters burned much of the Black Business District. Also very, very smart leftist. Kenosha rioter allegedly shot in head by Kyle Rittenhouse was convicted pedophile. Again, it just goes on and on. Let me show you some more of these articles. Seattle rioters tried to barricade police and building to burn them alive, brag about it on video. And it goes on and on and on. Oregon opens coronavirus relief fund only for Black community. Now they're just using Blacks for that. When government can start giving money to only certain groups, they can politically control them and they can give it to their aid groups that divvy the money up and skim off the top. That's called total discrimination, and that's what they're trying to set up through this. They're just using Blacks as a pawn. Here's another one. Soros DA Deanna Becton requires officers consider whether a looter needed stolen goods before charging. Oh, I needed these stolen goods. Well, that's okay then. Daily Caller reporter robbed at gunpoint during Minneapolis riots. Folks have a lot of courage. But that's the type of stuff that's going on. Meanwhile, Berlin bans protest against pandemic restrictions, deploys thousands of police. But if you're a communist or other people, you can march all you want. But if you want to march to say stop the lockdown, oh, marches against the lockdown are illegal. And big tech globally follows the UN edict that you're not allowed to have that speech. The UN says it violates, what is it, Article 30? Because the UN says you have all these rights given to you by the UN, not by God. And in Article, was it 29, 30, and 31, it explains. But if the UN says that it's damaging the UN or damaging any of the other rights, they can take it away from you. And so under Articles 30 and 31, print those for me. I'm going off memory. I know it's. I think it's all three. For sure two of them. It's key. Under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. They do that hat trick where they say, but actually you have none of these rights. That's how the UN can go in Rwanda or wherever, Burma, and just slaughter 800,000 people, 20,000 people, depending on where they are. And they just come in with machine guns, block off the villages, and shoot everybody. Because if you don't move off land that the UN's taken and sold to an oil company or to a mineral company or a diamond company or a jewel company or a rare earth mineral company, you're dead. It'll just be a footnote in the New York Times. Yeah, the UN got criticized for their peacekeepers cleaning 120-something thousand tribal groups, 120,000 people off the land. There are reportedly a couple, you know, thousand deaths here and there, but no big deal. But see, it's the United Nations with tanks and helicopters and machine guns, so it's la liberal, like Apple, getting their main components built in factories where people live in death camps and then are sent to work up to 18 hours a day, and then are killed later for their organs. And it's all admitted, but Tim Cook said, it's okay, because he's gay. As long as you're gay and hop around in a little black sweater, like Bill Gates in his little pink sweater, it's like, if they wore Hitler uniforms, we'd fight them. Hitler's like, I'm in a stormtrooper outfit, I'm dangerous. Well, yeah, we know you're dangerous. But they're like, oh, I'm Tim Cook, oh, and the UN, oh, UNICEF, oh, it loves the children, oh, it's so good, it's so sweet, it's so keep the baby comfortable like Governor Northam does. And we're under the UN control. There's a lot more I want to get to, but I'm going to talk about the secret to defeating the New World Order, the secret to defeating the globalists straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, spread the live words. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You know, I've been meaning to do this for a long time, and I kind of feel like I should come in with a drum roll. I kind of feel like I should come in with maybe the old Fox Searchlight intro from the start of a Fox-produced movie. Dun, 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 dun. Because this really is the key to everything. And it hit me about an hour before the show that I wanted to come on air and do this, and then I got busy and never could really sit down and write up a few notes of the points. Because you can have self-help books, you can have, you know, things that give people a lot of insight into things, but a lot of times they're written by people that really plagiarize what somebody else has said, and then it gets twisted and it doesn't really carry the same weight because there's not the same historical perspective and a lot of other nuances that go into it. But my experience and what I've learned in life if it could be truly imparted to people, would be very, very important for the future of humanity and very, very important for the future of you individually, just from a purely monetary place, even if you don't care about saving the world. Because if you're not trying to save the world, we're going to destroy the world. You got to care and try to save it, or we're going to lose it. Sociopaths are like cancer. If cancer had a consciousness or an intelligence, a self-awareness, it would realize it was killing its host. But it doesn't have a self-awareness. It's a malfunction. And so I'm not building this up. I'm going to take a few minutes off because I've got some special reports that need to be aired anyways. And then I'm going to go sit in the coffee room and write a few notes up on this because I had it all codified in my head. And I was ready to do it today, and I still am. But this is big mojo. This is big medicine. This is big wampum. And a lot of what I'm going to say you're already going to know. But it's really true, and it's the impetus of it and the action of it and the understanding that it isn't work. It is growth. It is empowerment. And it's the only way. So Caitlin Bennett's done just a really good job with her latest report. Caitlin Bennett destroys BLM radicals. It's posted at band.video. It's a very important report. We don't have time to air the whole thing, but I'm here part of it here. And then I'm going to come back and get into the big secret. And then we'll open the phones up next hour and get into all the other big issues. But I'm going to talk about key philosophy to how the world really works that you'll only discover if you've been through a bunch of stuff. It's not like native intelligence would know all this. You have to have native intelligence, but then also interface with it and then have these long-term experiences of it to really know what we're contending with. And it makes it very easy to defeat the New World Order until you realize one thing. So we'll talk about leadership in the next segment. Here's part of Caitlin Bennett when she destroys the George Soros, almost completely white. And again, nothing against white people. It's just a bunch of horrible communist white people that try to go into black neighborhoods to stir up young black kids and mainly white child molesters. I mean, I told you Antifa's almost all child molesters, and now the dead guys, child molesters, devil worshippers, you name it. Armed burglars. I mean, I don't just say they're devil worshipping child molesters. I don't just pull that out of the sky just to say it. I'm telling you what I have in 20-plus years, 26 years, 30 years on the ground almost, what I have observed. And now that you're seeing it come out from under the floorboards, you're like, oh, that's exactly what he said. I've been down in the floorboards. There's even nastier stuff starting to crawl out. Believe it. Because you're going to see it. That's one good thing about all this. Time for denial's over, baby. We tried to stop all this before it got rolling. It's rolling down the hill on us. It's bad. It's fiery, but mostly peaceful, though. Here's part of our report.
You think AutoZone deserved to be looted and burned to the ground?
Well, it is a big corporation, and they have insurance.
Can you give me the definition of systemic racism?
I don't know the exact definition. I don't read the exact definition of
system. So you don't know the definition, but you're going to tell me that it exists?
Yes, it definitely does.
Okay. So where is a systemic issue? Where is a law that's in the system, or is a policy that's in the system of systemic racism in our country?
I don't want to talk anymore.
What do you think of the Black Lives Matter riots? Are they good, bad?
I think they're well-deserved because there definitely is a lot of systematic racism still in the country.
You think AutoZone deserved to be looted and burned to the ground?
Well, it is a big corporation, and they have insurance, so it didn't should be. Like, I can't speak on that because I'm not black, and I can't say what's right and what's wrong because I don't experience the racism that they do.
So because you're not black, you can't say that AutoZone and their workers didn't do anything to deserve to be burned to the ground?
I can't say how other people feel. It's not me experience the racism.
If someone came to your home, burnt your car, took your money, burnt your house down, would you say, well, I can't tell them what's right and wrong because I'm not black. I don't know how that feels.
No, because then at that point it becomes personal.
Okay.
But their point, it's their personal note of what's happening.
Is it not personal for the manager or the workers that work there for their their stuff to be destroyed, their workplaces to be burnt to the ground. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. But they'll be compensated. You won't be compensated if your house burned down, but they'll be compensated from the company.
Do you know how insurance works? I mean, have you investigated that? Are you, like, for sure that's going to happen? They're good with these riots?
They have insurance. Like, if they were to have a regular fire, they have insurance. So they can support their workers. If they're a good company, they'll do that.
Do you have insurance?
Yes.
So it's okay if someone comes up and just smacks you in the face or knocks a tooth loose or breaks your nose, you can go have insurance? Well, I don't know. That's what people felt like doing because of racism? Because you have insurance, it's okay?
But that's not what's happening.
That is what's happening.
But they're going up
they're hurting people.
But okay. They're going up to big companies. They're not going up to you in the street and beating you down. They're going up to big companies that have...
No, they aren't doing it to me because I'm not in the middle of these riots. But they are going up to business owners, black and white, and they're killing them in the streets. In Portland, a man almost lost his life because he was just trying to protect a... woman that was out there getting beat up in these riots.
Yeah, and he was protecting them.
Do you think that woman deserved that because they may have felt like they needed to do that for racism?
They need to be protected.
So what doesn't deserve to be looted or burned down because of racism? Can you tell me the fine line? So corporations, yes, mom and pop shops, no?
Yeah, small businesses, no, because they don't have the insurance that AutoZone does.
So what is it about insurance that makes something okay to burn down? What's this magical word, insurance, that makes it okay to destroy property?
Well, nothing makes it okay to burn down.
But
it's a fact of, like...
The matter why it, what it represents.
What does AutoZone represent in this Black Lives Matter discussion?
What does Auto represent to you? What does it represent to you?
It's a company that someone built. They have workers there that need that to pay their bills and put food on the table for their family. That's what that represents. It represents a company that I can go to consensually and purchase things that I would need, and in return, I'm paying somebody's salary.
All right, that's only half the report. It's excellent. And this is Black Lives Matter. Two white, maybe he's a little Hispanic, people. Obviously, they look upper middle class, very sheltered, very delusional. They're wearing fancy designer clothes. You know, they got $1,000 cell phones in their pockets. And they're like, oh, big corporations have insurance. That drives up everybody's insurance. And it's the big corporations that are funding Black Lives Matter as a distraction from their slave shops in China. But almost all the places getting burned are mom and pops and black-owned businesses. Because the type of idiot scum that will go around randomly burning stuff are so stupid, they don't even want to go a mile to somebody else's neighborhood. They burn down their own because it's led by devil-worshipping pedophiles. Devil-worshipping pedophiles. Of the three people shot, two of them killed. One was a convicted child rapist of a 12-year-old girl. And the other was wearing a Baphomet mask. You know, upside down, star, the goat. It's always the same, folks. Always. Devil-worshipping pedophiles. Say it. Devil-worshipping pedophiles. Devil-worshipping pedophiles. Devil-worshipping pedophiles. That's our enemy. Devil-worshipping pedophiles.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Take care of technical stuff around the office anyway, so I may have to just end the show today. I think we'll just do that. Not a big deal. I got too many little technicals I got to deal with, and I'm very frustrated because I've got work I need to get done here at the office to win the war, and maybe it's time for me to stop hosting the show. Because I could be here and get so much done and get things organized if I maybe do the show once a week. Maybe that's the answer to all this, because I really got a lot of work I need to get done. Okay, we got some really good reports here for everybody. A lot of really important things for everybody here. Let's see what we're going to hear. Oh, hell, we just need to air a lot of these. You know, these things all speak for themselves, you know what I mean? Let's air clip 15, Tucker Carlson and Josh Hawley. And then let's go to Ticking Time Bomb. And then we'll figure out something after that. Stay with us.
Are we going to see Joe Biden in the next couple of days after 3 months of encouraging this violence tell us that he's against it?
No, of course not. And the reason is, Tucker, is that the Marxist left, and let's just call it what it is, the Marxist left is essentially in control now of the Democratic Party. I mean, these are the people who say that America is structurally oppressive and structurally racist and structurally evil. And Joe Biden is absolutely in thrall to them. So this is why he can't come out and condemn what we're seeing right in front of our own eyes, which is the assault on law-abiding Americans. And it's time for Republicans to stand up clearly and say, enough is enough. We're not going to be part of this. We're not going to condone this ideology, this Marxist ideology, and we're going to protect the American people. It's the first job of government, and it's time that the American people were protected, law-abiding citizens.
It is the first job of government. Amen. You said that as clearly as I've heard anybody say it. Are we going to start to see more Republican office holders say what you just said?
Well, I sure hope so, and I hope that we will send a very clear message as Republicans that this is the job of government, and any elected official who has law enforcement responsibility and won't do it needs to resign. That means these Democrat governors and mayors who are allowing their streets to descend into chaos, allowing workers and their families to be assaulted, they need to resign. And I would just say that the President of the United States, I'd encourage him to use all lawful means at his authority, as he has pledged to do, to protect the American people in every city. It shouldn't be just because you live in a blue state or you live in a blue city, therefore you are not entitled to the rule of law, the protection of law. Every American deserves it as an American, and it's time that we sent that message loud and clear.
That's exactly right, because when government won't protect its citizens, you get chaos, and 17-year-olds with guns start showing up and saying, I need to protect the city. I mean, that's what happens when the police disappear.
Understand what's going on around you. You are in a state of war, and you have precious little time to save yourself. It's a slow process, which we call active measures. The first stage being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. The next stage is destabilization. What matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. The next stage is crisis. With a violent change of power, structure and economy, period of normalization. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all the schmucks to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfilled or not.
The full report is at Bandod Video, and I'm not throwing a fit here on air because of the crew. I am in information complete overload right now. I mean, I've got so much good news here. I've got so much bad news here. And I've got so much coming in, so much breaking, and so much intel that I'm just overwhelmed. Because we've got all this exciting stuff happening, but I've got to process all this. And then I already had something else planned right now. And then all the things being put on my desk are incredible. Because other hosts on other shows do like an hour and maybe 45 minutes of that airtime. It's all pre-programmed. It's teleprompters. They go to this clip. They say that. They read this. With me, I'm telling them what to do. I'm getting the articles. They're getting the articles. I'm reading these things. I'm reading documents. I'm taking calls from the crew. I'm taking calls from my wife. And I'm not complaining. I think I need to just start turning my cell phone off when I am up here on the air. Because I hit this max out point now. Where I just can't do it. And the show's a good broadcast. We got 67 days out. You can cut the suspense for the night. We all know it. I've started this thing the last few months where I have to go to rebroadcast sometime just so I don't start yelling and screaming. But we have some very good news and some very exciting news and some incredible news that if we just package this information right, like this one story that's breaking, around the country, it would defeat the whole COVID-19 hoax And if people got excited about that, it would stop the post-industrial world and the global collapse and the hell that's coming. And so, yeah, I don't choke under pressure of giving a speech or the police or, you know, stuff like that. But I do get overwhelmed of the pressure that if we don't do this just right, we're screwed. And that's really what I'm trying to get across to everybody, is that we're not in the normal times we were before, that we're tumultuous and that we're dangerous and that we're out of control. I mean, look at this story on InfoWars.com. Now, again, we already knew about this 5 months ago, but now it's breaking. That from Florida to Texas to California to New York to Michigan to Pennsylvania to Ohio to Arkansas to everywhere, they purposely did 100 to 1, 200 to 1, 300 to 1 fake COVID positives. Well, we know if one person has it, they say 15 have it. So when you hear Trump's taking away stuff from the CDC and not letting them count people that have COVID as having COVID, they don't have it. I mean, this story alone and the premeditated evil of this. Look at this article on InfoWars.com. Texas County drops from 4,600 active COVID cases to under 100 after audit. And this is on the local news in Collin County. But I guarantee you, like the sun came up this morning, if medical doctors come out and talk about this, it'll get banned off YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter faster than you can say, kiss my ass. All right, I'm going to go to break. And then they've got a criminal investigation. Thank God the Justice Department has at least opened criminal investigations on these Democrat governors that sent infected people with other diseases into nursing homes to kill a bunch of old people to get higher numbers, because they had to have some numbers. Cold-blooded murderers, Cuomo and all the rest of them. Newsom, just all of them, scum of the earth. My God, that's all coming up. That's big. That's big positive news. I should open the show up with that. So the pressure's getting to me. The pressure's getting to everybody. It's one hell of a time to be alive. But whatever you do, let's win this fight. Tell everybody right now about the broadcast. And I'm going to come back in the next hour, and I'm going to nail the secrets to defeating the globalists and what they're going to move next with if we don't stop them. And just a basic philosophy that makes my head hurt, but is really important intel and information that I know you're already going to recognize and know yourself. But the key is getting that kernel of knowledge that can grow a mighty oak tree out to everyone else. And again, support the broadcast, get InfoWars t-shirts, spread the word, meet like-minded people. I ran into a fella who came out to the illegal swimming event we had in Austin because the parks are all closed by the criminal mayor, but everyone's ignoring him now. And he said, you know, I was wearing this InfoWars t-shirt, and these people bought my lunch at the gas station I was buying. You weren't lying when you said that. No, you'll probably meet your next best friend, maybe your wife, your husband, or you might get hit in the head with a tire iron. I told you, you go wear an InfoWars shirt out there. It's quite the adventure. We got a bunch of them that don't have InfoWars on, but that scares you. But let me tell you, you need to be watching out you wear an InfoWars shirt, because that's a sign you're not a slave of Satan. That's a sign you're not dead, that you're alive, and the dead don't like the living.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.